Thank you all for joining the Latin GP call on the 23rd of July 2020. In the call, we have Bill, Matt, Michael, Mariana, Dennis, and Pitinan. Over to you, Mariana.
Okay, Pitinan again prepared our agenda for today's call. And thank you, Pitinan, again for this. And let's start to take one item after another. So let's start first with finalization of underlining analysis section. Someone, I forgot, prepared the document, so I hope you all read it and you gave your comments and suggestions. So it is time for give a final editing of the document. Sorry, sometimes I'm missing some English words. Okay, Pitinan, will you take us through this document? My screen is too small, I can't. It is difficult for me to read what we have to do.
Sure, let me try to analyze as well.
Yeah, but you are familiar, I read it, but I cannot remember.
I was the author of the text.
Yeah, I know. Thank. Do you want to?
Then let's redo my leading the discussion.
Yeah. So yes, I could do that. The text has been out and there have been a number of comments on the text. Let me see if I, here I have it on my own screen. Well, and I had gone through the comments today and I accepted most of them. I don't know, Dennis, you say nowadays its use does not seem to be the norm. However, a website opts to use other methods. But I think that statement is too strong, because when I look at websites, I still see underlining a lot. So I think we should have some, we shouldn't say that the underlining is not used anymore, because it is, really. Or what do people think?
And Dennis, sorry, Mariana.
Thank you. It's okay, Pitinan. Please take you the lead. Keep you the track. Whose hand is up? Yeah. Thank you, Pitinan. Please, Bill, go on.
Yeah. If it was deprecated, there might be a case for saying that it's going away. But if it hasn't even been deprecated yet, I think we need to address it as an ongoing situation. Thank you.
Yeah, I was not suggesting that the technique is being deprecated, but the using of the underlining, you know, without skipping the line, or the underlining overall, is not as used as it was in past days. I mean, I was sampling the Alexa top 100 websites and a few other websites that I regularly read, and I found no use of the underline, and that's why it prompted me to say right that
well, yeah,
there all the methods are used. Yeah,
it depends on what you look at, but I went to a website and I directly so underlining, and especially they have the function that when you come to something which is a link, it's not underlined first, but then when you come with a mouse, they underline it to show that it's a link. So I think that, I mean, I agree with you that it's not as before, except in Word documents, because there underlining is the usual way of creating a link. But on websites, I agree with you, there are other ways today, like bolding. So I'd like to have some other text there that is kind of in between. I don't know who should suggest something. I didn't want to just say that, well, the text is not good.
We have Bill. Thank you.
Yeah, I agree with Dennis. The use is decreasing, but it's a long way from gone away. There are several websites that I frequent that it's still the norm. And so I think we need to we may want to remark that its use is decreasing, but I think we still need to make our decisions based on the fact that it still is fairly widespread. Thank you.
Michael, please.
Yeah, my experience is similar to Mats, that on many pages right now it's not underlined right away, but when you move the mouse to click there, then the underline appears. But I think that's less of a problem because you see the link before clicking it in the without the underlines, so you can check how it really looks.
So this someone changed. Was that Dennis? And I inserted a word. Many, and then I think it could be good. So that nowadays many websites opt to use other messages, so signal the user of the existence of a URL link, e.g. bold text. Is that something that I don't know who is the anonymous sheep, so. So underlining, it probably should be then. So it's clear what use is still widespread. So if the sheep could say that, but underlining is still widespread. But otherwise, I mean, it's unclear what the use.
What is widespread? Yeah.
Yeah. Who is the sheep?
Pitinan is typing, I suppose.
Okay.
No, sorry, it's not me.
Okay.
It's not, okay, someone else.
So this is a sign. And then I Dennis, again, you suggested inserting HTML code, like showing that. I don't think we should have that. That's too technical.
Yeah.
Sorry, if we agree, can I just start resolving the text as well? Like,
yes.
Okay, thank you.
So, actually, Dennis, I don't think that we should have that HTML code there. I don't think it interrupts the reading and if you're not familiar with HTML, you get confused, I think. I don't think it really adds either.
We have Michael in the queue. Michael, please.
Yeah, from my point of view, I think the HTML examples are quite helpful to show what can happen and what is possible, but maybe we should move them to a table or to some thing which is not in the text closed, so the reader is not disturbed by this examples, but I think they could be helpful.
A footnote.
A footnote is fine too. Something.
Yeah, I agree. A footnote is probably the place to put it.
So then I suggest that the HTML code is created as a footnote. I don't know if it's meaningful to create a formal footnote in this text, but it we could mark it with something and say that it should be a footnote. And all three of them.
Oops.
And then on the next page, Dennis also made a comment that I changed the text to be not as strong. And you think it's fine now, Dennis?
I think I'm reading the same. Not sure what the change was. I'm still reading the user are used to links, to be honest.
So do you say you mean that they are not used to links being underlined? I mean it's very common to have links underlined still, even if it's not the only way. And if you look in a Word document, then you usually, by default, it's underlined. And also if you have automatic linkification in the email, then it gets underlined.
Sure, yeah, I don't feel strongly about that.
Yeah, I think that is fine. So someone updated, so. And then, well, there are other things that I have removed. And just to, I kept it there, but as a removed, and just to show that I've marked as removed. And then Bill contributed with some text. So I suggest that we mark them as. Yeah, Bill.
Yeah, I just thought it was helpful to show what it is we're talking about with whether the underlining is interrupted or not. Just, I think this may not be the place in the document to put it, but I think it's useful for the reader to who may not be accustomed to seeing one of them to understand what it is we're talking about. Thank you.
But I'm not sure if you are correct that both were. I don't know what you meant by.
Both of the what I meant was both of the images, and those two are images to make sure they don't change depending on how you're looking at it. But both of the images were taken from documents from different OneDrive sources.
Okay.
In fact, one of them.
Okay.
Doubtless it could be phrased more clearly.
Okay. So I suggest that we, the text that is what problem do we solve, the first sentence there can just be removed. I suggested that, and so we can resolve that. And Dennis suggested something to a link, right?
No, I had a reservation talking about or characterizing browsers as sophisticated, the ones that use the skip the ink. And so the link that I found is the what browsers are supporting the skip the ink, and I found that most browsers do. So I would not characterize those browsers as sophisticated. That's the point.
Well, I think sophisticated it is within quote marks. I wouldn't interpreted as literally as sophisticated in that sense.
I would point out that as I look at this, the difference doesn't appear to be the browser. The difference appears to be the source. Because after all, these were both viewed on the same browser. So maybe that needs to be rewritten.
Yeah, if the results, the examples are not from the browser itself, but there is an application running on top of the browser, then we are not talking just HTML, but something different, right? Running on top of the browser. So we need to make that distinction as to what exactly we're looking at. Right? We're talking about the browsers, and then we're offering word processing examples. So I think there's an inconsistency there.
Yep, you're right.
Maybe we should talk about sophisticated display and crude display instead, and ignore the browser if we want to use the word sophisticated and crude.
I don't know that we need to. I use those words because that was the language we were using during our discussion last week. And so I'm not.
Well, it should rather be than I guess sophisticated display. So. So what is important here is the appearance, not what source or browser that we have, right?
Agreed. the problem that I think I'm seeing is if you can get the two different results depending on your source document, then what you have is a situation where a malicious user can choose a to create a source document using the software that will produce the confusion he desires.
Right, but we have also concluded that if you do something in Word or something, then you control the display of the link anyway. So you can have one URL and something else as a link. So it doesn't make any difference anyway. That's why we decided that this underlining is not best handled by creating variants. Anyway.
Okay, but then we need to say that here.
Well, it's said further up in the text.
Well, then perhaps this particular piece of text needs to be moved up so it's all in one place.
Or maybe it isn't relevant for this text. But we talked about this skip link or skip ink. So it would be good to have to display these, but not make too much out of it, just to display it, the different methods of underlining.
Fair enough. So move these two examples up to where we make that discussion.
Right, and maybe that the section "What problem to resolve?" Maybe it should just be worked into the previous section. So my feeling is that the reason why we decided to not to do too much about underlining is that we concluded that when you create links in many sources, you have full control. So you can do whatever you want. And we see that in emails all the time. And then it's not about characters with diacritics or not. It's about having a different domain.
So this is Pitinan. I just suggest something simple here. Would that be sufficient? And perhaps we can remove the sections.
I think so, yes.
Just let me resolve this as well.
But I'm not sure about the conclusion. We started to discuss this skip ink underlining, but we also realize that whatever you do in HTML or in Word or something like that, I mean, you have full control. And the contribution of variants is so small that it doesn't add anything in reality.
I tend to agree with you, Matt. Right, the control of the source or whoever is designing or putting, they have full control, or well, most of the control to the control the user experience or the user the visual aspect of the text in front of the domain name. And looking at how websites are using other types of style language as far as signaling links, hyperlinks, and using bold text or, you know, different colors, you name it, and as well as what I see in messaging apps, the ones that at least I use, for example, WhatsApp and Messenger. Now they tend to use visual cards to retrieve information about domain names and, you know, create a more user-focused experience. So those are minimizing to see, or they're opting to use those visual cues instead of just displaying just the plain URL, right? So it's less relevant here, the underlying discussion, in light of the new technology or new features that it's being rolled out in web browsers and internet applications, I think, for that matter.
Yeah, I mean, if you go to a normal website, you don't see any URLs. You see other text used as the link text. And then the URL is underneath. And only
right.
If you...
Yeah,
so their underlining or not doesn't matter.
But if we're saying if we're using that as the criteria, then what the domain name is becomes irrelevant. No matter what the domain name is, no matter what language it's in, because what's displayed is something different. So I'm not sure we want to go off in that direction to quite that extent.
But still, you get something up on the address bar.
Does anybody look at the address bar?
So Bill, I didn't quite follow your reasoning about moving away from what the domain name is. I mean,
okay, well, what I was saying was, if we take the what Matt had been saying, which is people have text with the link, which is not a URL, with a link attached to it, and the text can be anything. So if I put a text that says I can have a link to ICANN.org, or I can have a link to anything else. I could have a link to something that's totally in Chinese. So at that point, what the domain name is irrelevant. Maybe you know some people who, you know, when they scroll over the link, actually look down to see what is being linked to. But I think that's or who look at the address bar to see where they've linked to. But I'm not convinced that's all that common. You know, so if we're going to say we don't care about underlining because it could be, you know, what's in the text could be anything, well, that applies to domain names in general. I would go so far as to say it makes the entire internationalization of domain names question moot, because you don't care what the domain name is. Does that help?
Yeah, but you still have the I'm sorry, somewhere else is in the queue. Okay, I wait.
Hassan, please.
Was what Pedro is saying. I think the normal user never looks at the status bar to see what the link which he's clicking on is going to. So we're just talking about something that that does not affect normal users, only technicals who are aware of or keen of looking at the link they're clicking on. Thank you.
Thank you, Hassan. Mako, please.
Yes, thank you. So I think that Bill is maybe taking the thought a bit too far. So if you look at hypertext and think that hypertext is, sorry if the expression wasn't right, let me try to explain. So if you look at hypertext and say that hypertext can reference anything, then yes, of course, at some point it becomes irrelevant what kind of IDN this hypertext is loaded from. But there is still the basic IDN which you usually type into the browser bar. Eventually, probably this system may be completely run over by search engines. And we had such discussion in this and other contexts where people were saying that people don't even care about domain names anymore because all they search for, they never type directly any kind of domain names, but they usually go through search engines, so this kind of becomes obsolete. But there is a specific risk at the level of the browser bar, where you actually type the domain, as opposed to any kind of referencing to such domain names in hypertext. So I think we should not mix up those two issues. If there is a very strong issue which directly plays into the other, and this is why we considered, I think, this in the first place, then yes, it may be relevant to us, but we can't deduct from the fact that this issue is not relevant to us that the whole variant mechanism and such things become irrelevant. I hope that kind of explains it better than you took the idea to Fabio. Thanks.
Thank you, Michael. Dennis, please.
Thank you. I think we are, miles away from our goal, which is to develop a IDN table. I think we need to bring back our conversation into, this is what we're doing. It's just validating on passing. We are finding these issues, but as we, we deal with this issue and try to look at the peripheral items that need to be taken into account, but then I don't think we need to extrapolate this to our main goal, which is to, come back to the LGR, and that's what we should be focusing on. So in the specific and the underlining, right, the issue was portrayed as look at this issue because it in underlining the underline obscures the direct query below. And what we found is that browsers have overcome that issue by, you know, developing new CSS features, and now we have the skip the ink feature in CSS, which most browsers are using. So the underlying is not an issue anymore. So full stop, we don't have to deal with it. But extrapolating or, you know, looking at, you know, whether the main name is relevant now behind the text or in a word processor email, I think we are going too far from our main subject here. Thank you.
Thank you, Dennis. Mats, please.
Yeah. I skipped my. I don't have anything to add right now. I think that we need a conclusion here, and that we cannot create that conclusion right now. I could try to produce a conclusion of the text until next meeting, or well in time, so that people have a chance to comment.
Okay, thank you, Mats. Then any final comments on this? Then maybe, Mariana, we can move to the next item, agenda item.
Yeah. I don't see any hands. So we can move to another item. Mats will try to make some text for conclusion for this part. And please, I'm asking the rest of the GP members to comment whatever they think it is appropriate for this conclusion. Okay. So, next item on our agenda is review of Appendix F confusables. Bill has done his homework. He promised to give confusables and he sent his proposal. So, we could look at it, and I hope you all have seen it, because, if you don't, we shall see it now. So please, Bettina, try put the proposal for confusables on the screen.
Sure. Bill's just asking, would you like to share your screen? Or else I can do it as well.
Bill is not responding. Probably he didn't hear us. Do you want
Sorry, would you like to share the document on your machine, or I can share from mine? Just asking.
Why don't you do it? Just that process seems to have worked well.
Yeah.
Sure, certainly.
I confess I have been tied up on something else the last couple of days, so I haven't reviewed Dennis's comment suggestions here yet.
I just made it this morning, so you.
Okay, I don't feel so bad.
There you are.
Does anyone else has anyone else read it? I suppose is the first place we should go.
I have to confess that I have read it, but I just found minor, confusable things for me at the end of this document, probably nothing else. Let's go through it like this, like as it is now. Dennis is proposing to remove the sentence. Dennis, have you? Sorry, I'm
We have.
How you think the first sentence to be removed? That Latin GP is clear that identification of confusables is not part of our mandate. Dennis, do you think this is the sentence which should be removed? Bill, please go on. Your hand is up.
I was going to say, since many of us haven't read this and we're running short on time, there was one other point I wanted to bring up unrelated to this, if that's okay.
Okay. So let's conclude first this topic. It seems to me that only me and Dennis, we have read this document. Please, I'm asking the rest, so maybe Pitinen also.
But I cannot find it on the OneDrive.
Link is given somewhere in the mail.
It's not on the current version, right?
No, I don't know. Maybe I found it in the current version. Pitinen, where is the document? I know that I read it. So you put it.
Right. I'll check the locations. But location in the meeting agenda would be the one. Get it from Bill. Let's see.
Because I looked in the current version and I didn't find it there. Appendix F is not there.
Oh, it's appendix. It's appendix E. I'm sorry. That was that.
Sorry, the file names and the correct letter should be appendix E. Sorry.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, we remove one appendix for mapping the transition of SS, and I forgot to change the number.
Okay, please read Appendix E for next meeting, and because we have 15 more minutes till the end of this call, we shall postpone the discussion about confusables for the next meeting. So next time we shall have part to discuss a little bit the previous document we discussed about underlining, and we shall start to discussing this, and please look at this and give your your comments on it. So we can.
I have a question there about the underlining, because right now it's a Google Docs document. Should maybe it's better to move it in to
OneDrive
now, yeah. And then and then finalize it there.
Yeah, we shall now.
Where does it go in the structure? Will you move it in, or do you want me to move it in?
Hi, Matt. This is Pitinen. We are actually capture all the files from OneDrive and to build an offline Word document just to make sure all the format is there. So this underlining will be one of the section under other considerations. Actually, if we have time, I will also show the draft as well, and I'll point out where this go to. So I don't think we need to move the Google Doc for underlining to OneDrive. Once we finalize, I will just capture the text for the whole section into the proposal. If that's work with you.
But isn't it better to move it in now? I don't get it. It should be one of the documents. So it's 6.6. Is that what you say?
Right. Actually, we have updated the structures a little bit. So just quickly show you. So this would be the new table of content. It's actually following the same thing, but some of the point we flattened a little bit to make it more readable. And for the variance part, we will have one section for other consideration for variance, and underlining will go here. So after we finalize the text on the Google Doc, I will move it into these sections.
Okay.
Thank you. All right. Yep, then back to Appendix E.
Yeah, but it seems that we are not prepared to discuss Appendix C now. Or you think we can proceed? We have 10 more minutes till the end of this call. And Bill had something to point out. I don't know. So.
Yes. There was, when I was doing this, I was looking at, I had occasion to look at Appendix C, which is the alphabetical order copy of our repertoire. And there were some places where I thought some reordering would make things easier to use, in particular with the open E and the open O. The entries, I think, would be clear if the entries came after the main letter. At the moment, they're stuck in the middle. And Peter and I just wanted the group as a whole to sign off on that decision.
I don't think, Bill, it is something which leads to some major change. It is no. You are doing it because you think it is better for the person. I must confess, I was doing this table, and I order it as, especially with those letters which are not used in my language, I don't know what to do. And I put them somewhere. So I don't mind if you change the place where those letters are positioned. It doesn't mean anything. I mean, probably you have better knowledge about it than me. Only thing which is important is to have the same number of letters as we have in the repertoire.
So agreed.
We have to.
I found one of those too, but Peter and I fixed it already.
Yeah. So
we have Mako, Samad, and Matt in the queue. Mako, please.
Yeah, just had a brief off-topic question. Could whoever produced the OneDrive link about that document share it again? Because for me, it's not accessible. It says the link is deprecated or has run out. Thank you.
Sure, I'll do.
I think you have to be logged in, Mike.
I am.
Okay, because this is what I got when I wasn't logging in, and then when I logged in, the link appeared. The link was not.
Yes, because one of the decisions was that we should log in with our Microsoft account in order to access the document. That's just for protect the document that only we can make changes on it. So, Michael, you will get your link. Next one is Sarmat. Please, Sarmat, go on.
Right. So, I think we were looking at this earlier based on Bill's comment on whether this can be moved later or should stay here. And obviously, it can be done either way. But there is, I think, a slight implication of moving it down. I guess the way it's organized like the currently is this list puts all the quote unquote A type of letters in Unicode sequence. So if you pick up number 9 on the screen and take it at the end, it basically you're in a way saying that AE is not really a A kind of letter, it's its own separate class. And that's why it's not going to fall in the Unicode sequence and will fall separately. So, again, it's a very subtle kind of implication. But because there was that implication, that's why we didn't really change it and wanted to bring it to all of you to decide how you want to deal with it. Thank you.
Thank you, Sarmad. Please, Mats, go on.
Yeah, when I look at the screen, it's something about the rendering, and I get it on my computer too, that in line 10, the 10 is moved to the right and obscures the Unicode.
Yeah, I have the same problem on my computer. I don't know why. But when you, we should open it in Open Drive and see how it is presented on the screen.
But it's now, it's open in OneDrive.
Right, this is Pitin, on Pitina's computer.
Right, yeah. Right. It's some rendering issue there. We work on Word document and it's okay. So let me also bring up the Word document version. Give me a few seconds.
To address Sarmad's point, I think the AE is, in fact, a separate letter. That's why it's called a letter, not a ligature. And so I think putting it to the end makes sense. Thank you.
This is Word version, so hope it can be seen a little better.
So this rendering problem, is that something that only a few of us have, or does everyone see the rendering problem?
Is that yeah, I'm seeing also the rendering problem. Now it is okay.
Yeah, right.
We may have fixed it when we were developing the Word version. So it may be actually in the document and it was fixed later.
But isn't that the Word document that we see through OneDrive? I thought we had only one version, the Word version.
It should be this, sorry.
Right, sorry. Yeah, but I haven't tried open it on the local Word applications. I opened it earlier on the browsers and sometimes the table cannot be rendered quite properly.
So right now you downloaded a file and open it with your Word, right. Local yes. Word. Is that yes. Exactly the same version?
It's exactly the same version for now, yes. But yeah, so as mentioned last meeting, we are compiling everything from the online versions to be in Word document, and we'll share with you guys on the list. So we are in the middle of process doing that as well. So right now the formatting might be different. For example, we put the format to be ready to put into the final version for the next version, for example. But the details is the same, just formatting.
I was wondering why those things are happening, because when you have something on OneDrive, you can open it with Word in which is a part of OneDrive somehow. I mean, work on it online, or on the other side, you can open the same document with the Word process, Microsoft Word, which is installed on your computer. And that's the first time I'm seeing such differences in opening in one or in another. Maybe some versions of something are not compatible, but it doesn't matter. Sarmad, please.
Sorry, that's an old hand.
Oh, that's an old hand. Okay, I know that Pitinen will take care very, very precisely what is going on with all these documents. I will now close the today call because we have two more minutes till the end of the hour. Is there any other business to be mentioned at this moment?
Yes, please.
Mariana, yes, please. Sorry. Did we close this discussion? Do we know how you would want to keep it here or move it to the end?
Which one? Sorry.
The question which Bill raised?
No.
Yeah, AE. And also the things like OpenE and...
You can send the... please, Bill, because Pitin, you will soon get this new document, this appendix, formatized as it is planned to be sent to IP. So when you got the Word version, you will please keep this on your mind, and we shall see. We have to discuss it, because I'm not now.
Okay. I will email everyone.
Yes, please do it. Yeah, and Pitinan will put it somewhere for discussion. Thank you, Bill. Mats, you want to say something?
Yes, I sent an email to the list today before the meeting about some capital letters of letters that we have in the repertoire, and those capital letters are homoglyphs, and I think that we should have a short discussion about that when possible.
Yeah, okay, of course, everything should be discussed and concluded somehow. So Pitina will put it somewhere on the agenda, and we shall have a short discussion or a long discussion about it. At least everything what someone thinks should be discussed, we should discuss. Nothing should be kept aside. That's how I see our work. Okay, we have two more things to discuss. Bettina, you took notes about it. I hope so. Thank you, Bettina. So I will now close today's call and wish you to be healthy and have a nice rest of the day, and hear you next Thursday again. So bye and take care. That's all what I have to say for today. Bye to everyone. Bye.
Goodbye. Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you.